the Point Radio.
Hey, it's Mike Robb. Patton Oswalt is a comedian, an actor, a comic fan, and now the host of the Film Independent Spirit Awards. But there's a little twist here, and wait till you hear that. Plus, things are heating up for Superman and Spider-Man, and we get a new Angry Bird. Let's get to the point.
This is the point. The Point Radio. Get the point.
Patton Oswalt is just about everywhere these days, with roles in independent films and major movie releases, and a couple of different recurring roles on television series. He's now the host of the 2014 Film Independent Spirit Awards, coming up on IFC. I had to ask him how all this got started, especially how difficult it was to break into comedy.
Oh, God, I had to work at that really hard. I had the desire to do comedy way before I had the skills to do it.
All right, so what made him want to take this job?
For me, being the kind of film buff I am, these are the kind of movies this award show digs pretty deep in trying to find movies that took risks and rolled the dice. And it rewards people that are clearly emerging and are going to be doing great stuff with their careers. You can see them early. And it also, but what I also love is that they keep an eye open for, you know, veterans like Robert Redford and Bruce Dern, who continue to take risks and seek out kind of challenging different material. So it's the continuation of that process of risk and independence that the IFAs really embrace and try to, you know, bring attention to.
All kidding aside, Patton actually is a great believer in what the awards stand for.
They really kind of dig deep in finding either, you know, filmmakers that are starting out that are clearly going to, you know, do something amazing with their career that are really strong voices, and also rewarding kind of, you know, veterans that still believe in the spirit of risk and exploration and finding challenging material. So for every, you know, every Andrew Kuljowski doing Computer Chest or Shane Woodley in The Spectacular Now, you've got Robert Redford doing All Is Lost or Bruce Dern doing Nebraska.
It's an interesting year in independent films, and I asked Patton which ones he's pulling for.
Oh, boy. This year especially, the Spectacular Now, I thought was fantastic. Enough Said. I hope Enough Said wins everything that it gets nominated for. Hang on. The documentary, The Act of Killing, was crucial. Hard to watch, but crucial. And then, you know, I really hope that Bruce Dern gets wins for Nebraska, because I thought he was just amazing. And that guy's had awards coming for a long time, in my opinion. So that would be great.
So for this particular gig, how did he manage to prepare?
I watch as many movies as I can. I huddle with all my funny comedian friends, and we sit and write jokes. And I, you know, and I try to be very, very aware of who's going to be there. And then, when I host other award shows, it comes down to the night of the show. You really have to watch the show and be aware of what's going on out there, and just kind of and bring that out to, you know, what you're doing. Every time you go back out on stage, be present, because stuff is happening all around you. You've got to comment on it.
A few years ago, Patton hosted another movie award show with a few unplanned moments that happened. I asked him if anything during that experience helped preparing for this one.
I'm going to be very, very aware if somebody reads the wrong card, that's for sure. Like that poor guy did. He read the wrong winner. I'll try once again to try to make a script like that be delightful.
This is where I point out to you that this year's Film Independent Spirit Awards will be handed out in a kind of unique way. Rather than statues or certificates, the winners will actually get a live bird. So what can the winners do with these?
It's going to be up to the individual winners. They can keep them. They can set them free. you know, there's all... Trust me, there's... I know actors, I know directors, there's all kinds of things they can do with birds.
How do you prepare working with birds?
I feel pretty ready. I've been going down to the park a lot, chasing them around, yelling at them. So, you know, we'll see. I think I'm trying to just get over, it's kind of weird. I shouldn't say this. I have a, I have a paralyzing fear of birds, so I have 2 weeks to get over this lifelong terror that I have. I don't think it'll affect my performance. We'll see.
So if Patton gets the job to host again next year, anything you'd like to change?
I think if they let me host next year, I'm going to try to work up to mythological flying creatures. Pegasi, rocks, floating eyes, anything like that. That's the kind of grandeur this award ceremony deserves.
And obviously, the big question, what happens if a bird dies?
Anyone whose bird dies will be given a baby cougar.
Patton Oswalt, live birds, and a night that somebody's not going to forget, the 2014 Film Independent Spirit Awards, coming up March 1st on IFC. Lots going on. Here's the latest in pop culture. DC and Marvel have put together a couple of late spring, early summer events for their two major characters, starting with Superman at DC, which will be involved in a one-shot called Superman Doom that'll begin in May, written by Scott Lobdell, Greg Pak, and Charles Soule. And with art by Ken Lashley, it'll have Superman's first major conflict with Doomsday in the new 52 era. The story will continue into three other comics, including Action 31, Superman Wonder Woman 8, and Superman number 31. Then Geoff Johns, John Romita Jr., and Klaus Janson step in to take over the regular Superman title beginning in the summer. Meanwhile, at Marvel, also in May, Amazing Spider-Man Learning to Crawl will be a five-issue miniseries by Dan Slott and Ramon Perez, telling the early days of Peter Parker's role as Spider-Man, actually the first 60 days. It'll parallel the events in Amazing Fantasy number 15, and it'll run concurrent with the Amazing Spider-Man series that begins in May. Actually, the miniseries will be numbered 1.1, 1.2, and so on from there. Covers for all the miniseries will be by Alex Ross. John Layman and Rob Guillory's Chew, along with Tim Seeley and Mike Norton's Revival, both series from Image, will get a two-issue crossover in a few months. These two very different worlds collide with the first of two books that'll arrive in comic stores on the 28th of May. Angry Birds is getting a new female-focused character in with a new version called Angry Birds Stella. The character was first featured in Angry Birds Season, and now the character will be coming to a new mobile game, a new bunch of toys, and other retail products. Look for the upgraded game in an app store near you very soon. It'll be a few months before that time in television land when we have to figure out which shows will be renewed and which ones won't. But the CW gave some early gifts to some of their series, and pretty much they were all expected. Arrow got the nod for Season 3, Vampire Diaries will get a Season 6, and Supernatural gets a 10th season, as well as another season for The Originals and Reign, both new to the network this year. However, with that good news, the shows like Heart of Dixie, The Tomorrow People, Beauty and the Beast, and The Carrie Diaries still have their fate yet to be determined. You may have heard about that new documentary, Dock of the Dead. It's about the rise of zombies in popular culture over the past few years. It'll premiere for audience at South by Southwest coming up in March, but you can also see it as well on the Epix cable channel. It'll debut there on Saturday, March 15th, as part of a zombie-thon that kicks off with a whole bunch of different zombie-themed programs. Dock of the Dead will air at 8 p.m. Eastern. Continuing a tradition that's been going on for a few months, DC has announced a whole bunch of new variant covers, all for the month of May, and all tied into one particular theme. This time, it is Batman 66, the digital comic that has gotten so much attention from DC lately. And the entire month of May, there'll be a whole bunch of variant covers done by artist Mike Allard, who's done so much of the work on Batman 66. The variant covers will be on Action Comics 31, Detective 31, Earth 223, Superman Wonder Woman 8, and in all, a total of 19 different comics, all of which will be in stores in May. ABC Family has canceled the series Ravenwood after just one season. Declining ratings, of course, the reason behind it. It dropped off a lot when it lost its lead-in, Pretty Little Liars, for a few months. And even when that series returned to be paired with it, it just didn't seem to pick up the audience it had on its debut a few months back. Point Radio show host and pretty prolific comic creator Jimmy Palmiotti, along with his longtime partner Justin Gray, have launched another project on Kickstarter. It is their sixth. This is called Denver. It'll be a graphic novel, and because it's on Kickstarter, the project is able to offer a lot of extras to those who invest, including a soundtrack and more. You can find out more if you search it out on Kickstarter right now. Look under the Project Denver, and of course, Jimmy Palmiotti and Justin Gray attached. Actress Sunny Mabry has been added to the list of those who are putting together the pieces of Oz on the Once Upon a Time series from ABC. A few weeks ago, as you know, it was announced that Rebecca Mader would be playing the Wicked Witch. Sunny picks up the role of Glinda the Good Witch when the show returns in a few weeks and begins with a story arc that involves the characters from Oz. Once Upon a Time, back for the rest of Season 3 on ABC on March the 9th.
Here's what's cool.
A lot of cool and varied stuff to pick up this week in the comic store, starting right at the rack with Dark Horse. A new title called White Suits, which is by Frank Barbary and Toby Cypress. You might remember Toby from some work on Predator a few years ago. It involved incidents that took place during the Cold War with Russia that affected the world today in a big way. From DC, if you're into the Batman Little Gotham series, it's been running digitally for a while. There's a collection of that in a trade paperback this week. Gothotopia continues in Birds of Prey number 28, and also from DC, a collection of John Ostrander's fascinating look at the Martian Manhunter called Son of Mars. John's stories all collected in one trade paperback there as well. The X-Files conspiracy crossovers continue this week with the Turtles. I don't really want to think too much about that. Also this week from Image, Steve Orlando's Undertow Monster Saga begins with the first issue you're probably going to want to catch. Over at Marvel, the all-new X-Factor number 1 is a second printing, just like Avengers World number 1 does as well. One of the best-selling books of last month, by the way. And the first issue of Black Widow gets a second printing, and New Warriors gets a brand new number 1 this week, also for Marvel. Catch all these in comic stores near you. Find them a number of different ways. Comic Book Locator Service is where you can start. Do that at 1-888-COMIC-BOOK. Look at the big link we have right on the front of the ComicMix.com website. Or go to a site called FindAComicShop.com. That does it for the podcast. We're back, though, at all the usual spots, including websites like ComicMix.com and MichaelDavisWorld.com. And in the iTunes podcast directory, all in a few days. Follow what we're doing right now on Facebook and Twitter under The Point Radio. And catch pop culture 24/7 anytime you need it at GetThePointRadio.com. Listen live right now on your desktop or your laptop, or take us along on your Apple or your Android mobile device for free with an app called iNet Radio. We'll see you back here in a few days. Get the-